The South Shore's Morning News continues. Great to have you along, and every week at this time, we check in with our tech guy, David Snell, over at AxSmart IT in Wareham. David, good morning to you.
And good morning, Rob.
All right, so something else to be aware of, a cyber attack. We're talking about the Change Healthcare cyber attack. Change Healthcare. All right, tell us more about this. This happened in February?
February 21st is when this whole thing started, and it's still an ongoing challenge today. So what happened was Change Healthcare, which is a division or is owned by the United Healthcare Group, and they process 15 billion healthcare transactions a year, involved with one of every three patient records in this country. So it affects a lot of people. This attack has impacted payments for hospitals, physicians, dental offices, pharmacists, and other healthcare providers across the country. Matter of fact, we spent the past couple of weeks getting our dental practices and our healthcare practices onto new insurance processing platforms because Change Healthcare just can't do anything.
Really? Okay. Wow. Okay. I mean, even though they're that big.
We don't know if they actually have a backup of the data, but what they did something that the FBI and CISA, everyone says not to do, is they paid a ransom. So they paid $22 million to a group named Black Cat. Black Cat is a ransomware as a service group. We've talked about this before. This means that they provide the software and the back-end infrastructure and tech support while their affiliates perpetrate the attacks and in turn receive the lion's share of the payment, usually 70% of any ransom paid.
Wow.
It's incredible. So that's for a $22 million payment. That affiliate would amount to about $15.4 million.
Wow. Okay. So they're this ransomware group. And so what are they? I mean, they're trying to get money. I mean, I imagine that's what they're trying to do, right? They get the money.
They're trying to get some kind of the money as they're providing affiliates with the software and the means to hack into groups, companies like they've done. But the problem with this is, in this instance, it appears that Black Cat is not eager to part with that 70%. So they're claiming now that they've shut down and disbanded.
Shut down and disbanded?
Disbanded. So, and it's pretty common in the cyber criminal arena where if you start to get caught or someone's getting close to you, you shut down, disband, and pop up as another name. Black Cat has been a multiple hacker organizations over the years. So this is just another one. But what they've done, they've actually made this worse for everybody by doing this because they've absconded with the $22 million payment. And we know the payment was made to a wallet that was attached to or registered to Black Cat. Mm-hmm. So they've kind of with that, they are not paying the affiliate. And even though Change Healthcare paid $22 million to get the data codes to get it released from their service so they could actually use it again and to have the data destroyed, which you never believe the integrity of these hackers anyway, but that didn't happen. The affiliate didn't get paid, and the affiliate states now that they still have that 6 terabytes of data, and they feel they have to monetize it.
But I paid $22
million. Right. But they didn't pay $22 million to the people who actually did the hack.
Oh, okay. Well, see, this is the whole thing I never understand, David, about these ransom. I mean, I understand, you know, they're in a bind. I mean, that's the whole thing with ransom, and you feel like you got to pay it. But then if you don't get the thing back that you paid for, what good does that do?
Exactly. And even if you do get it back, you can't be sure that they haven't installed something on that network that's going to cause the problem again. There's been talk over the years that the same companies get re-attacked within a year or two, and usually they think it's because something was left in the network.
Yeah, so there's no way. I'll pay you the $22 million. You'll put everything back normal, and then I have inspection rights of your servers. You can't do that. I mean, it would be great if they did that, but they don't. So the really only thing is to, I guess if you have to pay and you're a big company, you have no choice. But the other thing is really just to keep finding these people and putting them down.
Yeah, chase them down and get them put out of business. But as Black Cat has said, they are just they've shut down, and they will pop up again in a month or two as a different name, doing the same thing, selling their hacking software to affiliates who maybe they'll be a little bit leery about this if they figure out that Black Hat was the guy who messed over the last affiliate for $15.4 million. So they may not want to do business with them right away, but there's still plenty of people who are going to try to take advantage of this.
Yeah.
For the rest of us.
Criminals not being ethical to other criminals.
Right. So they're certainly not going to be ethical to the then company that they've ransomed and hacked into their systems. You never pay a ransom. That's what you're told.
Yeah.
Never pay a ransom. Bite the bullet. Do what you have to do. It just doesn't seem that Change Healthcare had a good backup across their entire infrastructure.
Yeah.
They're starting to test data now. Just found out yesterday that they're testing some data, but they don't know if it's going to work. And at this point in time, most of their companies that were doing business through them have gone somewhere else.
Yeah.
They couldn't afford not to collect money on their insurance payments. Otherwise, the doctors and hospitals could get out of business without any money coming in.
Wow. Well, a lot of stuff here. And this means that you said there'll be some lawsuits, right?
There's lawsuits happening right now. And for the rest of us, we have to expect that stolen data will be monetized and sold over the coming months, putting us all at even more cybersecurity jeopardy. So on the dark web, which is where this stuff is sold, a Social Security number, you get $3, you get $15 for. A credit card, you get $3 for, but for a medical record, they sell for $60.
Wow.
So it's important that they have this information and that we as the consumer are the patients are the ones who are going to suffer greatly for this in the future.
David Snell with us from AxSmart IT in Wareham talking about the Change Healthcare cyber attack. You can read the full blog and get some links as well, David, right on your site?
Absolutely. And we'll be keeping an eye on this as it moves forward to see where this all ends up.
All right, David, where do people go?
Let's go to AxSmartIT.com and click on my blog link.
AxSmartIT.com. David Snell, thank you so much.
Thank you, Rob.
David Snell, AxSmartIT.com. David is with us every week at this time on WATD.